Good afternoon. How may we help you?
Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, nudity, sexual situations, and sexual humor that might be interpreted by those without a sense of humor to be objectionable. This is recommended for mature listeners, meaning folks who can take a joke.
Am I being fairly clear?
Yes, sir.
Sir, do you see anything on this uniform indicating an officer? What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Warm out today. Warm yesterday. Even warmer today.
Met her on my CB. Said her name was Mimi. Sounded like an angel come to earth. When I went to meet her, man, you should have seen her. Twice as tall as me, three times the girl. Oh, my fat baby loves to eat.
Loves to eat.
A big old Buddha belly and her breast swing past her feet. My fat baby loves to eat. My big old fat ass baby loves to eat.
I got blisters on me fingers!
Good afternoon. How may we help you?
God of Hellfire, and I bring you...
One day, a sudden, massive earthquake struck, shaking the bowels of the earth into complete darkness, and humanity was thrown into a living hell on earth.
What the devil is that ghastly noise?
I am God here!
With the information I can access, I can run things 900 to 1200 times better than any human.
In the words of AC/DC, we roll tonight to the guitar fight. And for those about to rock, I salute you.
You're listening to DJ Postwar.
You never touch the other elves like that.
Welcome to the graveyard.
10 illegal forest, 2 pig wild, kill in it a inst.
What?
Now I gotta run. See you home. Eat it.
That's a wrap, people. Now let's get the hell out of here.
Shakalaka, what the people them want. Woman them a flex and the man them a chant. Got the 60s style, it have to come back. Draw for your bell bottom, black heel and frack. Boom shakalaka, rude boy. You don't tell them no, sir.
Wild ragamuffin style of video.
the boom shakalaka. And the German girl a do the boom shakalaka. And if you wind the body, you wriggle them belly, you dip and go down in a the new style. You wind and go up, wind and go down, bubble and a rock at the new style. Around a them to ram it up, a them to jam it up. I do the boom shakalaka to the dancehall floor.
Folks, I am the one, the only DJ Ghostwalk. Oh, not only has it been a long weekend, happy Pyro Day, everyone. That's right. Tomorrow is 4th of July, so I get away with doing all of the, well, Americanized things. Sure, why not? I got a bunch of things that mention white and blue and red, and then I've got a bunch of things that really, when you think of, well, Detroit and the states in general, you think, well, these sound good songs. So what do we got here? We've got Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line, in the queue, in the deck, actually. Then we have Weird Al Yankovic's White and Nerdy. That says you're white. Another Johnny Cash, Cocaine Blues, Dean Martin's and Frank Sinatra singing Guys and Dolls, because you gotta love the 50s. Stripes, We're American, Guys and Dolls, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. It was a Broadway thing. Yeah, sure, why not? We'll go to New York there. Son of Detroit, Kid Rock. I know, there are a few people that don't like it. Oh, well. Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, the Angry American. Then we have Wild Arms, because let's face it, when you think of American, you don't think always movies or different shows or even music. Sometimes you think games. So I got Wild Arms, and then I've got a whole bunch of others in here. Who do we got today? We, of course, have myself, Deadeye, DJ Lolly, Smoochies, DJ Ashnar, and Soto94 at something. I can't see the rest of it because it cuts it off. That fails miserably. All right, so here we go with a little Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line, on GameConRadio.com. Oh, wait, before I forget, if you want to join the chat room, go to www.GameConRadio.com and come on in. You're pretty much right there. You don't have to hit any buttons or nothing. Just right there. Oh, no. So here we go, like I said, with Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line, on GameConRadio.com.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That's my favorite MC. Keep your 40, I'll just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
How'd I get so wide and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you R-O-T-F-L-O-L. I got a business doing websites. Websites. Well, my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and wider than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear.
They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
All because I'm wide and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm wide and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters. But oh well, it's obvious I'm wide.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dead carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Hot and he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guys sitting home by a television set who once used to be something of a rover.
That's what's happening all over. Love is the thing that has licked them. And it looks like Nathan's another victim.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal,
call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some doll.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be making it for some doll.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum for the raw.
Call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy is only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy is only doing it for some doll.
The hell's the matter with you? Stupid! We're all very different people. We're not Watusi. We're not Spartans. We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. We're the underdog. We're mutts. Here's proof. His nose is cold. But there's no animal that's more faithful, that's more loyal, more lovable than the mutt. Who saw Old Yeller? Who cried when Old Yeller got shot at the end? Nobody cried when Old Yeller got shot, I'm sure. I cried my eyes out. So we're all dog faces. We're all very, very different, but there is one thing that we all have in common. We were all stupid enough to enlist in the army. We're mutants. There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us. Something seriously wrong with us. We're soldiers, but we're American soldiers. We've been kicking ass for 200 years. We're 10-1. Now, we don't have to worry about whether or not we've practiced. We don't have to worry about whether Captain Stillman wants to have us hung. All we have to do is to be the great American fighting soldier that is inside each one of us.
This is your brain without GameCon Radio.
I'm a pink toothbrush, you're a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? Well, I'm a blue toothbrush, and to be true, toothbrush, I think we met by the bathroom door.
And this is your brain with GameCon Radio.
I'm on a highway to hell.
Yes, that's for me. Yes, I'm alive.
Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
What more do you fucking need?
We will now hear testimony from Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson. Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson!
Get up, you!
Well, it happened to me kind of funny, like a dream. That's it, a dream!
Well, tell us in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone save me!" But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
People all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
The devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware,
all said,
you're
beware,
on a heavenly trip.
Beware.
People all said, beware,
all said, beware,
there's no scuttle a ship. And the devil will drag you under, by the fence and tie around your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat
now. And as I laugh at those passengers to heaven, A great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, someone save me, that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
And I said to myself, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Said to myself, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under, and the soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down,
sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, rocking the boat.
That's right, folks. I am the one, the only DJ Ghostwalk. Yeah, I threw in some little Broadway there. That was Guys and Dolls, if you didn't know that, which should be kind of interesting. Huh. Then we got Stripes, of course. Then we got Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. Johnny Cash, Weird Al, another Johnny Cash. That's what played ahead of it, in case you missed it. Oh, and Dumb and Dumber. From the movie Dumb and Dumber, Boom Shakalaka. I don't know. Something like that. All right, it is the actually the day before 4th of July. Even I have fireworks. I'm going to go, I have pyro today. Yay. Oh, it's going to be great. I'm waiting for it to get a little darker so I can blow stuff up. I mean, fire them off. Yeah. Hey, I got cats, man. I got duct tape. I do. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't. I'd never hear the end of it. Anyways, oh, it has been just one hell of a long day, hasn't it? Oh, if you've been out there or, you know, start driving or shit like that, then, oh my God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, ah, no more traffic, I can't take it. I can't. Anyways, so yeah, in case you can't tell, it's a different setup tonight. We've got, like I said, I got Limp Bizkit break stuff because, you know, everyone's like that. Hold on, what do we got here? Don't worry, I'm gonna like more when I'm there. Okay. Anyways, of course, if you want to join us in the chat channel, that's right, chat channel, chat room, whatever you want to call it, go to GameConRadio.com. That's right, and you're there. That's pretty much it. It's right on the front page. You know, you just scroll on down and be like, "Hi, stop, I love you." Or something like that. I don't know. So. Of course, we've got, like I said, Limp Bizkit, we got Kid Rock, Toby Keith, Wild Arms, from the game Wild Arms, Whistle of the Warrior. We've got a little more Frank Sinatra, Gary Newman, Cars, and so then we got Billy Idol, White Wedding, we've got Blues Brothers 2000, and then I've got, actually, I'm going to play this first because I can. I know that, you know, the 4th is the day they signed the Declaration of Independence and all that. I know that. I know somewhat of my history. Is it? I don't know. No, I don't know. They don't tell me these things. But I decided to go over and throw in a little bit of what I would call American history. And that, of course, is the Bomb Man's stage, the theme song from it, from Mega Man 1, for those who played the NES. I also have another Mega Man 1 in here. I've got a Zelda, I think, running around here somewhere. I believe so. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have a Zelda. I have a Final Fantasy 3. So, yeah, that's how old school I am. I remember playing those games. I love them. Actually, I got done playing FF3 a couple days ago. Anyway, I have an emulator, so I played on that. Now I'm playing Zelda. That's right. Because I'm a Zelda fan. I may throw some in here, too. You never know. All right. Until then, as always, keep it here, keep it real, keep it tuned to GameConRadio.com. Here we go with Bomb Man Stage. That's right. Thank you.
days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let the shit slip, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit. It's just one of those days, feeling like a freight train. First one through the plane, leaves with the blood stain. Damn right, I'm a maniac. You better watch your back, cause I'm fucking up your program. And if you're stuck up, you just locked up. Next in line to get fucked up. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let shit slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit. So come and get it.
I feel like shit. My suggestion is to keep your distance, cause right now I'm dangerous. We've all felt like shit and been treated like shit. All those motherfuckers that wanna step up, I hope you know I pack a chainsaw. I'll skin your ass raw. And if my dick keeps going this way, I just might break something tonight. I pack a chainsaw.
Go out.
whiskey straight up. Daiquiris make me ill. If someone touches my beaver skins, I get mad enough to kill. I got a rifle rack in my pickup truck. I'm a four-wheeling maniac. And if you want a race, then just name the place and I'm show you where it's at. I'm a redneck, rock and roll son in Detroit. I don't like no new wave tanks, no bands around. I'ma drink a couple dozen beers. I go out and jam some gears. I'm a long-haired redneck, rock and roll son in Detroit. I'm a long-haired redneck, rock and roll son of Detroit. I'm a long-haired redneck, rock and roll son of Detroit. And this one here goes out to my man, the legendary David Allen Cole.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Oh, oh, of the red, white, and blue. Oh, oh, of my red, white, and blue.
That's right, folks. I am the one, the only DJ Ghostwalk. you know, okay, I know that Billy Mays died recently this week, and it's sad because, and I will give this, I'll give this reasoning. my fiance and I were in bed, we were watching Whose Line, and they did a Billy Mays commercial. Now, I didn't think much of it, but I was having some fun with that. I was like, was that it? I don't know what we were doing. Anyways, we were watching it, and I started making up things for that, you know? Hi, I'm Billy Mays, and I'd like to sell you the baby sacrificial kit, you know? Something like that. And the next day, he dies. Or, like, the next day and a half, whatever. And I thought that was a bit of irony. It's my buddy's dad, I get it. He saw that and went, you know? I don't know. I just think there's a little bit of irony there. So going out to, even though I'll know they'll never hear, going out to anyone who loved Billy Mays or whatever, like doing that kind of shit, I've got three dead jewels in a baggie. How to buy a computer? Because, yeah. I think he could do it. I really do. I think he could have sold like 9 computers and, the, you know. So I had some fun. You know, with kind of my tribute. Actually, I saw this today, and I wanted to do this a little bit, and I wish I had a camera at the time. I saw a sign that I wanted to take a picture of. It said, follow the child. You know, it's a little nursery kind of preschool-ish area. And I really wanted to take a picture, and just in the caption, not on MySpace, but on Facebook, on the caption, put, rest in peace, Michael. All right, through the tools in the baggie, how to buy a computer on GameConRadio.com.
Hi, this is Wes and Paul from Three Dead Trolls in a Baggie.
And welcome to How to Buy a Computer. Over the next few minutes, we're going to explain to you a few simple hints that will take the fear out of buying a personal computer.
That's right. You know, Wes, a lot of people out there are asking themselves if they should buy a computer.
Well, I'm asking myself that right now.
Exactly. And the answer is, if you get bored waiting around for the things you own to become obsolete, then a computer is for you.
You bet. Uh-huh. Now, the single most important factor to keep in mind when buying your new computer is size.
Mm.
Get one that's too big to throw out the window, because that's what you're going to want to do at least 3 times a day.
Good point, Wes.
Thank
that's
going to
save you big money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Remember, though, folks, computers are getting smaller and smaller all the time, so it might be a good idea to avoid problems down the road by moving into a basement suite with tiny windows now.
The next thing you'll need to decide is whether to buy a laptop or a desktop computer.
Good point, Paul. You know, a few years ago, all computers were desktop computers, and that means they were compact enough to be operated on a desk, but if you put them on a table or a counter or, God forbid, your lap, they'd shoot deadly beams into your eyes and then explode.
You don't want that.
No.
Now, however, we have laptop computers. The word laptop comes from a Latin expression meaning don't drop this.
Laptop computers are designed to be light and portable so that you can impress strangers on airplanes.
I like to do that.
Yeah.
Whichever type of computer you buy, an important consideration is RAM. How much RAM should you buy? Well, in the words of Ernest Hemingway, buy a lot of RAM.
You know, here's a good tip when buying RAM. Ooh. Think of a very large number. Think of the biggest number you can think of.
Okay.
And then multiply it by 8.
Okay.
That's how much RAM you need.
Wow.
Yeah.
RAM comes in bunches of 8. 8 megabytes, 16 megabytes, 32 megabytes, 12,546,112 megabytes.
The reason RAM only comes in bunches of 8 is because inside your computer, the RAM is manipulated by tiny elves who only have 8 fingers.
I like it when elves manipulate things. Make sure your new computer comes with a CD-ROM. This is important because a CD-ROM drive allows you to access interactive versions of encyclopedias, atlases, cookbooks, and other kinds of boring books that you wouldn't normally buy in a million years.
You know, a CD-ROM also allows you to access multimedia.
Whoa, what is multimedia?
Well, multimedia is just like ordinary media, but not as good.
Sort of like this.
Yeah. For example, you could watch a video on your computer, a boring video of things you don't care about, but smaller and more flickery.
It's like owning a TV that's 3 inches wide.
Well, with all this information in hand, you're all set to go out and buy your new computer.
Okay.
The only thing you need to know now, Paul, is where do I buy it?
We suggest you try IKEA, where they have those hollow plastic fake computers they use to show off their desks.
Oh, yes. If you can manage to steal one of those, you'll have a great-looking computer to impress your friends. And nobody will be able to tell it's fake, especially after it's got that convincing layer of dust on it.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yes. And remember, buying a computer isn't something you should be afraid of.
No way.
Even if you make a mistake and get the wrong one, it'll be obsolete so fast it just won't matter.
Good night.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile. We laugh. Well, in my book, the only thing to do when you're down is to sing the blues.
So I'd like to introduce to you the Barry Croker Lowdown Blues Dirt Band. And we're going to sing a little song called the Grim Reaper Blues. And it goes a little something like this. I woke up this morning and I was dead. Couldn't open my eyes, couldn't get out of bed. They put me in a box, put the box in a hearse. When it comes to death, baby, my policy is you first. I got the Grim Reaper Blues, all dressed up, nowhere to go. The jig's up, it's time to go, so go. He may take you slowly, or he may take you fast. Stay away from ham sandwiches if you are Mama Cass. Knock, knock, oh, who's there? Death, death, who? I got the Grim Reaper Blues, all dressed up, nowhere to go, so low. Cause when the big man calls your number, the jig's up, it's time to go, so go. Let's take them 6 feet under, boys.
Sorry.
I got the Grim Reaper Blues, all dressed up, nowhere to go, so low. Cause when the big man calls your number, the jig's up, it's time to go.
That's the end of this song.
That's right, folks. I am the one, the only, DJ Ghostwalk.
Wow. It's been almost an hour already. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. Either way, something kind of came to mind when I was... I somewhat listened to my music. I don't listen to all of it. I'm sorry. I you know, doing stuff, putting paperwork together. I don't always listen to something. But Three of Trolls in a Baggie, I listened to it and I went... That reminds me of something, and then you know, kind of the you could actually see the wheels turning, you know, and get down there and you do that. Yeah, I know. I normally don't celebrate any form of kind of on-air celebration of how long I've been with the GameCon Radio and everything. I usually won't celebrate that till about a year. That'll be my official one. But I figured, what the hell? As of July 1st. I've been with GameCon Radio for 2 months.
Whoa! 2 months! Yeah!
I thought it was great. So I wanted to put this out there, because, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure he was listening the first time I played this. I don't know. Going out to Deadeye, I've got Air Traffic Controller. I think this fits anyone who joins. And if you want to join, you know, we're always looking for people, of course. GameConRadio.com. Go to the website, www.gameconradio.com. And, of course, you know, scroll down past the little chat box, and it says, we're hiring. Click here. You got to click. Sorry, folks. I know I told people there were no clicking involved, but you have to click. Sorry. Yeah, and all of a sudden I'm thinking of it's porn. Anyways, okay, so we've got Air Traffic Controller, and then we've got Rock and Roll Party Mix from the Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. And then a few others in here. I'll just kind of mix it up a little, see what happens.
You never know.
Right this way. Well, this is it. The control center and your new office. This tower is the heart of the entire airport, and nobody moves until we tell them to. A little different from the simulator, isn't it?
Sure is. It's a little intimidating.
Hey, relax. Just trust the training and you'll do fine. Besides, you can't be any worse than those scabs that Ronald Reagan replaced us with so many years ago. Hey, everyone. This is Phil. It's his first day.
Hey, Phil. Good to see you.
Hi, everyone.
All right, Phil. Showtime. Now, this will be your screen right here. Put your headset on, open a channel, and you're golden. I'll check on you in an hour or so.
Thanks for the crash course, Chet.
What did you say?
It was a little joke. Crash course? Get it?
We don't make jokes like that around here, Phil.
Sorry.
Okay. Get to work, Phil.
Roger.
This is TWA Flight 119 from Salt Lake City on final approach to Mitchell International. Request clearance to land. Over.
119. 119.
Repeat. This is TWA Flight 119 requesting clearance to land. Over.
119. 120.
Is anybody there?
Yeah, Roger that, 119er. I'm here. Oh, here it is.
Is there more control? Over.
More what, 119er?
Do you have more to say, control? If not, you're supposed to say over. Over.
Shit, sorry. Over.
First day, over.
That's affirmative, 119er. Over.
Just relax, son. We're all professionals up here. Over.
Thanks, 119er. Over.
Do you have a runway for me, control? Over.
Affirmative. What is that, a two?
Control?
Yes, affirmative. 119er, you are clear to land on runway 2. Over.
Runway 2, roger. Thanks, control. Flaps down. Wait a minute. What's that? Standby, control. Holy shit! A plane is taxiing on that runway! Sweet mother of God! Full throttle! Full throttle! Flaps up! Get up! Damn you! Get up! We're not getting enough lift! The gun! No!
Control, this is United Flight 367 from Detroit on final approach to Mitchell International. We've lost contact with Flight 119er. What's the status? Over. Stand by. We're getting a visual. Oh, my God.
Flight 367, this is Southwest Flight 411 from Santa Fe. What's going on?
It's horrible. Flames. Wreckage everywhere. No survivors.
Oh, my God. Flight 119er? My wife was on that plane. Emily! Dear sweet Emily! Why? God, why?
Emily?
Yes, yes, Emily, oh God!
I'm so sorry, Ray. She was a beautiful woman, so sweet and kind. And that cute little birthmark.
Wait a minute. That birthmark was on the inside of her thigh. How would you know about that? Jim, you son of a bitch!
Well, hang on a second, Ray. I can explain.
You slept with my wife, didn't you? Didn't you? God damn it, Jim! Answer me!
It was during that time when you were separated. She confided in me and, well, one thing led to another. I'm sorry, Ray.
You bastard! How could you? You were my best man at my wedding!
We were drunk?
My life was a lie, my whole goddamn life! My wife, my best friend, there's nothing left. Nothing.
Ray.
I'm going with you, Emily. I'm coming for you, baby.
Ray, for God's sake.
There is no God. Tora, Tora, Tora.
Ray, no. What have I done? I'm the most evil man alive. Well, not for long. Mighty 747, take me to hell where I belong! I'm sorry!
Oh, Jesus, they were lost! So, do you guys mind if I take an early lunch? Or,
Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers.
Well, all right, everybody. Womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp, toot-a-boot, oh, root. 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 Oh, womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy.
Yeah. dog went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Yippee-i-yay,
yippee-i-oh. The ghost bird in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, where he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-o, ghost riders in the sky. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever in that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry.
Yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-yo,
ghost riders in Oscar. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or riding on a range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-i-yay,
yippee-i-yay,
yippee-i-yo,
yippee-i-yo, ghost riders in the sky.
like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie.
Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. Now this man here is gonna take me by the hand and he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right tempo. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Because you are all I long for, all I worship and I adore. In other words, please be true.
Thank you. like you wanna turn it out. So homies, gather round. I'll pick you up and take you on, go pound for pound. Cause I'm the only man who'll please ya. I got a little something that'll tease ya. So throw those hands up high. Shake your body, move from side to side. Cause we've just begun. Party people in the place, yeah, we're having fun. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a big star. I'm gonna lay it on and go woo-ha. Cause when the mood gets excited, when everybody's kung fu fighting. Come on. He knows the honey's in the house, only go for romance. He's got a white suit on, 1:05, and the night has just begun. Cause when he lays it on with style, a ladies' man with a nice smile. And right before his eyes, sees a pretty young thing looking real fly. He wants to make the score, so he takes a hand and leads her to the dance floor. He's giving her line after line. She tells him that he looks real fine. Cause he's the man, perfect timing. Just like when he's kung fu fighting. Come on! That's what I'm saying, while the retro disco track's playing. Gonna make you shout, make you beg for more. So get your body on the dance floor. So boys and girls, you know what to do. Throw those hands up and do the kung fu. Come on!
Gang and Rob Van Winkle together on this track.
Lights out.
fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. Bloody cross on top of Calvary, to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
That's right, folks. I am the one, the only DJ Ghostwalk. Well, I'm just about out of here. I got about, 40 minutes left or so. It's 40 minutes. Wow, I'm awake. 20 minutes left or so, and then, yeah, I'm out for the night anyway. I got a little Johnny Cash wanted man from the movie Guys and Dolls, Luck Be a Lady Tonight, Foamy the Fat Song, Voltaire, Win Your Evil, Denzel Beaver, the Medallion Superhero theme song, and then my outro. Until then, as always, keep it here, keep it real, keep it tuned to GameConRadio.com. Have a fun and safe 4th of July. Remember not to light those fireworks in your hand because it's a bad thing. If you want to check out more, if you want to check out more, you always go to www.gameconradio.com and check out everybody and everybody. Say hi, say what's up, say it's on your mind. Check out the forums. Do whatever, you know, whatever works. All right, here we go. Johnny Cash, Wanted Man on GameConRadio.com.
Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man. I might be in Colorado or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who may not know who I might be. And if you ever see me coming, and if you know who I am, don't you breathe it to nobody, cause you know I'm on the lam. Wanted man by Lucy Watson, wanted man by Jeannie Brown, wanted man by Nellie Johnson, wanted man in this next town. But I've had all that I wanted of a lot of things I've had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad. Da, 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 da. I got sidetracked in El Paso, stopped to get myself a map, went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap. Then I went to sleep in Shreveport, woke up in Abilene, wondering why the hell I'm wanted at some town halfway between. Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio. There's somebody set to grab me anywhere that I might be. So wherever you might look tonight, you might get a glimpse of me.
What's the delay, Sky? You turning chicken?
You know better than that, horse. You've seen me roll for twice as much. Only I got a lot more than money riding on this one.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Lucky if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. A lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
Why don't eat you?
Why don't eat you?
Never get out of my sight.
Come on, I'm stalling.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with.
Come on,
you. Be a lady.
Sky's turning yellow.
Luck be a lady.
What are you scared of?
Luck be a lady tonight.
Hey, I just wrote a song about something that's wrong, and it starts with your ass, 'cause it's blowing up fast. Well, I'm surprised you can fit into this room with your giant fat ass and your braless boobs. It's such a sad sight to see that face while your giant fat ass is engulfing the place. So, it's time you took the Twinkie out of your lips. It's gone to your thighs and straight to your hips. Stop eating now before it's too late. Just have a salad and a couple of grapes. You fat bastard, stop eating.
That song sucks.
You don't like it because it's based in truth.
The worst song ever.
Like you have any talent. All you can do is put things in your mouth. But no, I'm not going to make a comment on an obvious joke. That's what makes me better than everybody else. Bastard.
When the devil is too busy and death's a bit too much, they call on me by name, you see, for my special touch. To the gentlemen, I'm misfortune. To the ladies, I'm surprise. But call me by any name, anyway, it's all the same. I'm the fly in your suit. I'm the shoe. I'm the key beneath your bed. I'm the bump on every head. I'm the heel on which you slip. I'm the pin in every hip. I'm the thorn in your side. Makes you wriggle and ride. And it's so easy when you're evil. This is the life you see. The devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil. And I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need. I'm
devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need. I pledge my allegiance to all things dark, and I promise on my damned soul to do as I am told. For Beelzebub has never seen a soldier quite like me. Not only does his job, but does skull. I'm a dagger in your back, an extra turn upon the rack. I'm the whimpering of your heart, a stabbing pain, a sudden start. And it's so easy when you're evil. This is the life you see. The devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need, and I do it. It's so lonely being evil. What I'd do to see a smile, even for a little while. And no one loves you when you're evil. I'm lying through my teeth. Your tears are all the company I need.
Superhero, I wanna be a superhero.
new mop. George, my friend, he gave me this mop. It's a pretty good mop. It's not as good as my first mop. I miss my first mop. But this is still a good mop. Sometimes you just have to take what life gives you. Because life is like a mop. And sometimes life gets full of dirt and crud and bugs and hairballs and stuff. You gotta clean it out. You gotta put it in here and rinse it off and start all over again. And sometimes life sticks to the floor so bad. You know, a mop, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. You gotta get down there like with a toothbrush, you know? And you gotta really scrub. You gotta get it off. You gotta really try to get it off. But if that doesn't work, you can't give up. You gotta stand right up. You gotta run to a window and say, "Hey! These floors are dirty as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore."
Hi, everybody.
Adios.
Catch you later, computator.
Arrivederci.
Drive safe.
Ciao.
Good night, everyone.
I want to go home.
Shut up, you little weasel.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Good night, everybody.
Show you things.